strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk close to Thee. Just across I'll walk with Thee.
The message you are about to listen to comes from the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, which is a ministry dedicated to apostolic praying, signs, and miracles. We ask you now to open your hearts and let the Holy Spirit minister to you. God bless you as you listen.
before the Almighty God. There are some songs I want you to sing now. I want to sing them without any accompaniment. The louder you sing this song, the faster your miracles here tonight. In fact, as you begin to sing that song, the Lord said, there are some people who came here with burning feet. It seems as if somebody is setting fire under their feet. The evil fire shall be quenched immediately. There are some who have come here with swollen ankles, swollen part of their bodies. As you are singing this song, the hour of infirmity shall go back to the senders. There are some that the doctors have told they have a heart problem. What will happen is that as you are singing this song, there shall be a replacement therapy. The Almighty shall give you a new heart. As
you
are singing this song too, the Lord said that some people are with abnormal blood pressure. All of a sudden, you will feel as if somebody plugged your body to electricity. And that will be the end of that problem. As you sing this song too, there are some people here, the kind of wealth God will usher them to before this year runs to an end will shock their friends and surprise their enemies. Can you sing this song loud and clear? The name of Jesus is greater than all names. He is not a man in a river. He is a man that's full of power and grace. The name.
Oh,
Emmanuel. Than anyone here. Do something new
in my life. Something new in my life.
Do something new
in my life.
Silence now. Where the power of God is moving from person to person. Yokes have been broken. Limitations have been erased. Backwardness has been buried. The power of God is moving from person to person. Masekapondaya
Bushari Bukopola
Ribosonde Ketenda Kayabushata Barabosoponde
Kayabushata Marabasa.
Amen.
Amen.
Silence, beloved.
Kida kere lo wara.
As some people in this meeting tonight,
our company in ipade yi,
technically dark powers have swallowed them.
Àwọn agbára òkùnkùn ti fẹ́rẹ̀ gbé wọn mi tán.
But one by one, where they are standing now.
Ṣùgbọ́n lọ́kọ̀ọ̀kan níbi tí wọ́n dúró sí ni.
They are being vomited.
Wọ́n kọ irú àwọn ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ jáde.
The evil powers have swallowed them.
Àwọn agbára búburú tó tó wọn mi.
It's vomiting them completely.
Wọ́n kọ̀ wọ́n pátápátá.
As a woman here presently.
Obìnrin kan wà níyìn lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ báyìí.
The doctors have been telling you they can't find out whether you have a womb or not.
Àwọn oníṣègùn òyìnbó ń sọ fún páwọn ọmọ bóyá ti ẹ̀ ní ilé ọmọ àbúrò.
Something is happening to you right there where you are.
Ohun kan ṣẹlẹ̀ sí Ọlọ́run yẹn níbi tó wà.
A creative miracle is happening in your life.
Iṣẹ́ ìyanu ìṣẹ̀dá ó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ láyé rẹ.
And not will only that happen to you.
Kìí ṣe ìyẹn nìkan ni yóò tún ṣẹlẹ̀ o.
The menstruation you've never seen will start immediately.
Nǹkan oṣù tó ò ṣe rí yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣẹlẹ̀ lẹ́sẹ̀.
How God is moving now in an awesome manner.
Àgbàrá Ọlọ́run yìí rìn ní ìlọ́nà tó tóbi púpọ̀.
The arrow fired into the brain.
Ọfà tí wọ́n ta sínú orí.
It's been taken out by the power of God.
Ẹgbẹ́ ni Ọlọ́run mú jáde báyìí.
There is one man here.
Ọkùnrin kan wà ní.
Almost 20 groups of people have conspired against you.
Àwọn ìsọ̀rí ènìyàn bí ogún lọ́tọ̀ọ̀tọ̀ wọ́n ti dìtẹ̀ mọ́.
The Lord said I should tell you.
Olúwa ni wí fún ọ.
That the conspiracy is scattered tonight.
Ó lè kí sí ọ̀hún ti tú pálá àṣálẹ́ yìí.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oṣù Jésù.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oṣù Jésù.
Let there be silence.
Sí ìdàkẹ́ rọrọ wa.
Something is taking place.
Nǹkan ṣẹlẹ̀.
There is someone here now.
Ẹnìkan wà ní ìbáyìí.
The enemy is trying to make you fall asleep.
Ọ̀tá ń gbìyànjú láti jẹ́ kó o sùn lọ.
Knowing fully well that your deliverance is close.
Nígbà tí wọ́n mọ̀ pé ìtúsílẹ̀ rẹ kù sí dẹ̀dẹ̀.
You better shake yourself out of that evil slumber.
Bọ́lá nù nínú nǹkan náà báyìí.
So that the enemy will not steal from you.
God, I want by Jaololi.
Now you will shout this loud and clear.
Oh, kidele ilo rara.
Everybody will shout this louder than anyone around them.
La papa, oh kidele, go was it born when to
be rara. Don't negotiate with this.
I do not know at all.
Shout it with a heart of enough is enough.
Kidele pelu oko o to ge.
Say this loud and clear.
We by tele ilo rara.
Every agenda of darkness. For my life.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Deal with the agenda of darkness. There must be no negotiation. Open your mouth and begin to destroy this agenda. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve.
Ọlọ́rọ̀ alágbára ni ó sì.
Glorious in holiness.
Olóògbé nínú.
Prayerful in praises. And he drew it wonders.
Ó ṣe ìyanu.
Open your mouth and begin to declare.
Lẹ́yìn rẹ̀ kò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní pa aláṣẹ.
The power of God will cause great deliverance for you tonight.
Àṣàrò Ọlọ́run ṣe iṣẹ́ ìtúsílẹ̀ ńlá ńlá fún aláṣàlẹ̀ yìí.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
Father, we thank you for this night.
Baba dupe lowo yin fun asale yi.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Loruko wa, loruko Jesu.
I pray, O Lord,
Olúwa mo gbàdúrà.
That as many of your people as are gathering to this deliverance and anointing service.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ìyàwó mo yín tó péjọ nínú ìsìn ìtúsílẹ̀ àti ìfòróró yàn yìí.
None shall go home the same.
Kò sí ẹni tí yóò lọ lé bákan.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Let's take our Bibles. We have three things ahead of us now. We want to look at the Word of God very briefly. Then we pray and go into the ministration after the message. Then we go into the anointing service. I want to believe, God, that you brought your anointing oil here. If you brought your anointing oil here, shout hallelujah. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Now listen to this short message. Listen very, very attentively. This is the message so many destinies have been waiting for. I speak for a few minutes, just scratching the surface of a deep topic called deliverance of the blood. Sister, what did I say? Can the sister shout it loud and clear? Brothers, what did I say? Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. If you are feeling sleepy, I recommend you stand up. When we are talking about things like this, don't sleep. Leviticus 17 verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I've given him to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. There is a power inside blood that can even make an atonement for a man's soul. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Verse 14. So, for it is the life of all flesh. The blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore, I said unto the children of Israel, ye shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh. For the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. Your life is your blood. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off. That's mystery number one. Genesis chapter 4 now. Genesis chapter 4 verse 10. We see another mystery. Genesis 4:10.
Genesis.
And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cried unto me from the ground. The blood has a voice. This particular blood cried unto God of vengeance. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12, which is the final scripture we want to read for now. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. Hebrews 12:24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than of Abel.
Duty Abel love.
The blood of Abel was saying something. The blood of Jesus was saying something. The blood is the source of life. And the human life is trapped in the blood. When God created man and breathed his breath into his nostril, that breath of God that entered into man was trapped, kept in the blood. The blood is a living liquid. The blood is alive. Scientists will tell you that it is blood that will carry oxygen from your lungs to other parts of your body. That they will tell you is your blood that convey your digested food to various parts of your body. They will tell you is your blood that helps you to maintain your body temperature. They will tell you it's your blood that helps you in excreting waste from your body.
But
is that blood is an agent of purification. They will tell you that your blood is like acts as a security patrol in your body, killing sicknesses, killing diseases. And they tell you it's your blood that constantly supplies your body with strength that keeps you going. Therefore, if anything goes wrong with that blood, if that blood is polluted or defiled, life is polluted, life is defiled. The life of everything is inside the blood. That your blood is the real liquid housing you. The trouble now comes. Everyone inherits his or her ancestors' blood. And everyone is related to the past through the blood. You are what your ancestors are by your blood. Plenty of human battles in life that and afflictions are inside the blood. The initiator of trouble or battle in a past generation, current generation are sharing their blood. So what I'm trying to explain to you this night is that inside that blood that is so important and the enemy knows is so important, there is a lot of attack. There could actually be evil spirits, demons in a person's blood. When there are ancestral spirits troubling people, the ancestral spirits inhabit the blood, making the offspring to acquire the problems that the ancestors had. This is why some of these problems are sometimes very difficult to solve by people who are interested in deliverance.
So
if you notice that your life is going the pattern of your ancestors, there are things in your blood that need to depart from there. But that's not all. The mystery of it is that your blood can be your enemy. Because the only blood that speaks good things for anybody is the blood of Jesus.
So
your blood, the blood that is running in your vein, may be speaking things that are not in your favor. It may be speaking completely against your life. Because the only blood that speaks for us is the blood of Jesus. And the blood that is inside the veins of those whose life have the fire of God, whose spirits have been regenerated by the power of Jesus. Every blood has a voice, it has a message. You need the Holy Spirit to open your spiritual ears to hear what your own blood is saying. And because your life is inside the blood, you inherited it. Every problem that is in the ancestry can flow into the person's life, and the person will be struggling with it. Even scientists will tell you that things like blood groups, blood types are inherited from both parents. When somebody's blood is polluted, when there is an enemy fighting you from your blood, you begin to notice horrible dreams, particularly dreams of death. Sometimes there will be unexplainable demotions, bad health, confusion, arrows of problems, of
issue,
arrows of miscarriage, arrows of multiple operations.
The
person will be having the smell of death.
There
will be all around disappointment. Chains of death in particular families. The problem is inside the blood. Blocks, breakthroughs. All these are blood demons, blood problems. Circulating evil powers in the body. All these are problems in the blood. Anti-harvest forces. Work hard when you're about to repeat something, sweeps it away. Constant sickness. And sometimes the doctors cannot tell where the problem is coming from. Horrible dreams, demonic dreams. The people go for deliverance, they go and pray. It seems as if the thing doubles in power. Constant attack of blood diseases. Constantly being attacked by malaria, constantly being attacked by whatever happens to the blood. There are blood demons, beloved. There are blood problems. There are negative things speaking against people in the blood. Inside that blood, there are ancestral spirits. Inside that blood, there are infirmity spirits. Inside that blood, there is a spirit of death and hell. Inside that blood, there is stubborn sicknesses, stubborn situations, confronting so many people. Inside that blood, you could have spirits that will make you to go into the wrong marriage. Love children that are against you. You expect that because the thing is your blood, it will relate with you well, but it's completely opposite to now. This is why we have prayers to pray here today. We need deliverance of the blood. What do you need to do? You want to be free from these forces that creeps into people's lives and causes a lot of destruction. You need to completely surrender your life to Jesus. That is not negotiable. Two, you need to wage war against these ancestral powers present inside the blood. You need to withdraw your blood, number three, from every evil altar. You need to replace that blood with the blood that Jesus has sanctified. You need to use the blood of Jesus to destroy any satanic investment in your blood. Therefore, the majority of our prayers tonight shall concentrate on this. How did they get into my blood? I can tell you a few ways they can get in. Virgin covenant. They can get in. So, lady, you need to think very well. Who disvirgined you and what happened? It could be true incisions. You cut incisions, your body, you pollute your blood, any kind of spirit can enter into your blood. It could be true sex, outside marriage. It could be true abortions. It could be this tattooing of the body that is caused, that makes the enemy to have access to your blood. It may be women or men, or true women or men's circumcision. It may even be true satanic agents operating in hospitals. But the major blood demons come through sinful practices of our past generation. And they destroy lives. But Jesus is here to set the captives free. Rise up on your feet now, beloved. Rise up on your feet. This is a very important thing. And you will see what will begin to happen now. Really, we begin to address these things that are hiding there, to which many of us have never addressed. Many don't even understand it. But I'm sure the Lord has opened a little bit of your understanding tonight.
All
lives
closed.
But if you will receive any form of deliverance here tonight, the first key is that you must make God your friend. So if you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, you cannot be delivered from these problems. But if you are here, you say, man of God, I want my deliverance tonight. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, run quickly to the altar here. Leave that seat and come here very quickly, because we have little time. We want to go and pray.
Let's
find your way very quickly to the altar here. And as you surrender your life to Jesus, you find that your life will completely change. Jesus is waiting for you here.
Jesus,
find a way very quickly to the altar here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just leave that seat and come out very quickly. We'll wait for you here. Those of you who have come to surrender your life to Jesus, I congratulate you. Taking the most important decision in life. Right there where you are, close your eyes. Bow down your head. Wherever you are. And say what I'm going to say now after. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you tonight. I know that you brought me here. I know that I'm a sinner. I know that you brought me here to bless me. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from tonight, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. I pray, oh Lord, that as they have taken the most important decision in life today, you make it permanent in their lives. Uphold them by your power. Write their names, O Lord, in the book of life. Let the decision they've taken today be a decision that will prosper them through their lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Today that they have surrendered their
Jesus.
Any problem in any life, any of the problems buried. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So evil voices from my blood. Something is happening over there. I see someone who came here with a big stony object in the body. The stone has just been melted away. See someone here too. Your children were initiated into witchcraft. One by one, the power of God has removed them from that evil association. Evil voices from my blood! Shut up in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Command evil voices to shut up. Something is happening now. I'll tell you what will happen. Yes, all the blood demons, I bind you and I cast you out. Receive your deliverance. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
It's
the blood of Jesus. Destroy every demonic document in my blood. Blood of Jesus. Destroy every demonic document in my blood. In the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and begin to call upon the blood of Jesus. Masekaya Boshendera Bosanta. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, call Jesus. Tabadura.
I want you to check your body now. There are some who came here with certain conditions. And that condition has just disappeared. Just find a way to the altar very quickly. And those of you who have received the touch earlier on, and you have been interviewed, also find a way to the altar now. The power of God is moving here in an awesome manner. There are 40 persons. Right now, there is poison of death in your blood. The agenda of that poison is to kill you. Right away, you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of the enemy inside the blood is broken completely. That's number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Number eight. Number nine. Number ten. That's right. The serpent in the blood has been taken out. That's right. That's right. Aha. The heaviness in the head. The problem that started as a result of the concussion you drank. All these things have been taken out now. That's right.
Then
shout this loud and clear. Every evil power of my father's house in my blood. In the name of Jesus,
we call Jesus.
That's right.
Udabe.
Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Rebo sokonde ke yabo shende raba santa. Aha, aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesus.
Say, anointing of breaks the yoke.
If only I could pray, Jaga.
Enter my blood. In the name of Jesus. That's right.
Udabaya.
Imagine I bless you. Enter my blood. Enter my blood.
Don't cry, Jaga. Wonder Jemmy. Wonder Jemmy.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, call Jesus like Badura.
Now, if you brought any sickness here, this is the time to lay your hands on that place. As you lay your hands on the place of infirmity, you will shout this loud and clear. I fire back.
Mother, father,
every arrow of untimely death.
Mother, bobo, fire, quiet, don't you, father?
Can you shout it loud and clear?
Hello, Lala.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Fire back.
Da, father.
Maseka poya boshende rabo kontenda rabasanda. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Father, I decree that every infirmity represented here, the one in the head that is causing the migraine, the one in the eyes that is causing cloudiness in the eyes, the one in the kidney and the liver, the witchcraft sponsored infirmities, hear the word of the Lord. It is written, by the stripes of Jesus your children are healed. Therefore, right there where you are, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. You, the spirit of infirmity, I bind you and I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, every power that says you will not have peace, let those powers be buried now in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. 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 In the name of Jesus. That's the end of the cancer. That's the end of the fibroid. That's the end of the cough. That's the end of the stroke. That's the end of the heart trouble. Yes, that's the power of God coming upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Check your body now. Begin to do what you cannot do before. That's the power of God. That's right. Just don't be afraid. The miracle has happened. Thank you, Jesus. Check your body now. Even though you discover you have been healed, don't allow the enemy to put the problem back into your body. Quickly run to the altar here so that we can pray and put a seal on that testimony. Check your body now. Check your body now. Even though you find that you brought a problem here, the problem has disappeared. Just quickly rush to the front here. Don't allow the devil to put the problem back. Oh yes, a chain is being broken off somebody's legs. Begin to use those legs now. The enemy wants to destroy your legs. That's right. Check that evil saw in the leg. The power of God has come upon it. Yes, you know you've been healed. Just quickly find a way to the altar here. Don't allow the devil to put that problem back. Don't allow sickness to come back. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Strong man! Strong man! In my family blood! In the name of Jesus. Posekatenda ya boshende rabo kompondia. Ribo sapanda kaya boshende laba.
Sateli ke peri andazaba.
Jesus is here.
Jesus Beni.
His power is moving from person to person. Power is going from person to person. Power is flowing from person to person. Let the chain of darkness be broken. Let it 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 be broken. Jesus' name we pray.
Look at Jesus, Baba.
The Lord has done something powerful for somebody over there. Check your body. That evil flow of blood has stopped. Check your body. That lump in the body has disappeared. You can see it. Just find a way to this altar very quickly. Don't allow the devil to put the problem back. That's why Jesus brought you here. To do great and marvelous things in your life. That's right. You dead organs in the body. Come alive by the blood of Jesus. Come alive by the blood of Jesus. Come alive by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence now. Don't say anything again. There are 10 persons here. The enemy has introduced into your life this spirit of failure at the edge of success. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of failure at the edge of breakthrough is broken to pieces. That's right. There are 37 persons here. Anytime you pray strong prayers about your problem, you always see your mother. Right there where you are, the power of God is setting you free from the yoke that has held you in bondage for years. Yes, that is the power of God coming upon you. That's the first person. Number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. After prayer now, you carry a powerful weapon in your hand. Hold it in your right hand and let your amen be super dynamic. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the beginning, the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. And as the Spirit of God moved upon the waters, there was the voice, "Let there be light." Father, let the Holy Spirit move into this altar in the name of Jesus. Let his oil become the oil of deliverance, the oil of power, the oil of strength, the oil of breakthrough. And as far as you have this oil in your hand, every wall of sorrow shall crumble. In the name of Jesus, the doors of tragedy will be shut down. In the name of Jesus, let this oil become drugs, antibiotics, and vitamins of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Father, in those days, you used to send an angel to trouble the water of Bethesda. And whoever got in first got in. Let the same angel trouble this oil now, so that it can become the oil of breakthrough, the oil of power, the oil of strength, the oil of deliverance, the oil of glory, the oil of healing, the oil of uncommon breakthrough, in the name of Jesus. And let his oil be sanctified. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, carefully open this your bottle and put a little bit in your mouth. Swallow it.
ogbe mi.
Be careful with your fingers.
Be
careful with the oil. And say this after me. Say, my mouth. My mouth. You have encountered the anointing oil. Beginning from today, you will bring me progress. My mouth shall not kill me. My mouth shall speak words of prosperity and blessings. Beginning from today, any eating sickness in my body is dead. In the name of Jesus, shout a loud amen. Then pour a little bit of the oil on your head. The Bible says, thou anointed my head with oil. And my cup runneth over. Say, my head. You are the symbol of my destiny. Beginning from now, my head shall be lifted up above the enemies round about me. Insanity shall not be my lot. Any curse issued against my head shall backfire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now apply a little bit of the oil on your hands and rub them together.
Say,
my hands. You are the symbol of my working. Beginning from now. Every good thing that I touch shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. My hand shall magnetize good things to my life. My hand shall bring me powerful breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. Shout aloud, amen. Now apply the oil on your legs. You may need to sit down to do it properly. Make sure the oil touches your two legs. Masika pontende ya boshandia. Rebosende kepe ya boshente. Look at what is happening over there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, my legs. You are the symbol of my walking. Beginning from now, you will not take me into tragedy. If there is going to be tragedy, you will not go there. My legs shall take me to my place of breakthrough. Shall take me to my place of blessings. In the name of Jesus, shout aloud, amen. Now, if you have any sickness on any part of your body, put this oil on your hand and apply it to that place. Don't worry whether. Anyone is looking at you. Don't bother whether anyone is looking at you. If you need to put your hand inside your clothes, do so. Massage it in. That's right. The healing power of God is flowing from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look at what is happening over there. That's right. Yes.
Then
the serpent moving about in the body has dried up. Rise up on your feet now.
Did they do it by you?
And carefully put the oil away.
Because it touched you, Lord.
Don't allow it to pour away.
And you could have.
Immediately you get home from this meeting, the first place to anoint is your doorpost. After the order of the Passover, once you anoint your doorpost, if any power of darkness wants to enter into your habitation, it will stay outside. It will not gain entrance to your habitation. If somebody has bad spirits, if he wants to enter into your habitation, his demon will come out and wait for him outside. Glory be to the name of the Lord. If you have a friend who did not come to this program but wants this oil, let your friend buy a fresh bottle of oil and put a few drops in it, and it becomes the same thing.
You are doing coconut.
Now that you have anointed yourself, you are in a position to pray one powerful prayer. Anoint you, Lord, bless you. Come upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Name we pray. Thank you,
Jesus.
Now, right there where you are, the Lord is showing me somebody who is pregnant. And the doctors have been telling you stories about that baby. Their pronouncements have been cancelled. And you have nothing to fear. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody has come for this program today. Very, very soon.
Like
very, very soon.
Like
you shall become a celebrity.
Okay.
The Lord shall promote you. Right now, not many people know you.
This is in your football ball.
But very soon you are going to be very, very popular. Thank you, Jesus. Now, with your eyes closed, I want you to specially pray for the Prestige Task Force, the pastors, the planning committee for this convention, and those that the Lord has used to make this convention a success. Let's pray that the Lord will continue to bless their lives and lay His hands upon their lives.
That
shall be well with them. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, I want you to pick three things in your mind.
Three things
you want the Lord to do for you before the next convention. Begin to talk to the Lord. Three things that you want Him to do. Let your amen be dynamic now. as I make this prophetic pronouncement upon
your
life. Beginning from now, I decree by the decree of heavens that you will march upon every serpent and scorpion in the name of Jesus. Whether the devil likes it or not, you will cross the arena of victory in the name of Jesus. Every power that has padlocked the success of anyone here, they shall release your key by source, by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every power that has disgraced me in the past, all those powers shall be completely disgraced now, in the name of Jesus. All those who have mocked you in the past, they shall gather around to share your testimony, in the name of Jesus. For it is written that you to the hills are
lifted
up to
heaven.
From there comes your help. That comes from the Lord who made heaven and
earth.
You will not suffer your feet to be moved.
I
keep on you in our slumber.
I
keep on you in our slumber and sleep. The Lord shall keep you when you are coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Never shall any blow move near your coming. No weapon from the person shall prosper. And if Jesus died, reason is coming, you will shout happy new year to the next year in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.